With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former President Donald Trump today praising attendees at the Faith and Freedom Coalition's Road to Majority Conference in the nation's capital.
No organization does more. You are truly, and I mean this, indispensable. This is a great group of people, and you're warriors in the truest sense, and you know what we have to do, because we're not going to have a country left if we don't do it. That's for sure.
North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum says electing Donald Trump could help the country save money on its defense budget.
Pick a number. What is a deterrence? Are cost hundreds of billions of dollars. You elect President Trump, and it's like adding to our defense budget, because our enemies would actually go, wow, this guy might actually take action.
And he says the exact opposite has been happening under Joe Biden. Also, at SRNNews.com, Republican officials and conservatives addressing the Freedom Coalition Road to Majority Conference in Washington today. As we just said, the president wrapping up his comments just a few moments ago. The governor of Iowa is sending helicopters to a small town to evacuate people from flooded homes. In the meantime, much of the United States is longing for at least some kind of relief. Another round of extremely hot weather over the weekend. National Weather Service says about 15 million people are under a heat warning, while 90 million are under a heat advisory. The husband of a bride who was killed in a South Carolina road collision on their wedding night a year ago has now received more than $860,000 in a settlement connected to the crash. Eric Hutchinson will receive the funds from a number of bars and an insurance company. This is SRN News. Ireland considers a hate crimes law.
Lawmakers are considering legislation that has stirred much controversy due to its vague wording. One part of the proposed legislation makes it an offense to, quote, possess materials that could incite hatred, with a 5-year prison term to be levied against violators. Some critics say that could make possession of a Bible against the law. Scotland recently sparked an uproar with its own hate crime statute. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In Oklahoma, the state Supreme Court rejecting the State Board of Education's attempt to determine what books are available in public school libraries. The court found the Board of Education rules approved last year, which include bans on pornographic and sexualized content in books for small children, to violate state law. Edmond Public Schools had challenged the rule after the board recommended it remove two books from the libraries. This is SRN News. An agricultural fire fanned by winds in southeast Turkey burning through nearby settlements.
At least 5 people have been killed in Turkey, while more than 40 have been affected by flames and smoke after a fire that started with the burning of crop stubble spread through settlements in the southeast of the country. Officials say the blaze erupted in an area between the neighbouring provinces of Diyarbakir and Mardin. Pushed by winds, it moved quickly through a number of villages. Although the blaze was brought under control early on Friday, Turkey's health minister says those affected by the blaze and smoke were treated in hospitals and some of them are in a serious condition. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Wall Street ending the week on a mixed note. The Dow was up 15 points yesterday, the Nasdaq off 32. More details at srnnews.com.